Before we begin our regular newscast this morning, we're joined by a special guest this morning. Jeff Quick, the CEO of the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas, is here. Jeff, tomorrow's a big deadline for SNAP benefits and WIC across the state, as it's projected that funding will not be provided for the month of November. You wanted to stop in this morning and give our listeners an update on what's happening at the food bank and food relief organizations around the area.
Yeah, so yesterday we experienced some issues with our website, and come to find out, North Arkansas Food Bank, the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas, and the Arkansas Food Bank in Little Rock, all four of us had our Find a Food Pantry Near You page on our websites crash simply because of the number of people that are searching for food pantries right now. And all of that's, of course, related to the government shutdown and the risk of these SNAP benefits not being available come Saturday morning. We have had, you know, just been covered up with phone calls and folks coming in. Most of those calls and visits have been centered around, what do I do? You know, how do I find food if I don't have SNAP benefits? We also have had several of our agency partners, so local food pantries and soup kitchens, other hunger relief organizations that have contacted us and said, we're already seeing higher numbers of food insecurity. In fact, that's been kind of the trend all season, I should say all year this year. And then we're going into the holiday season, which makes it a little worse. And now we have this crisis on top of that as well. And then I guess the other comment or question that's coming to us as people come in or phone call into us is, how can I help?
Right. And we actually had a whole feature in our last story with you on that. And that included things like things even local hunters could do.
Yeah, absolutely. So if hunters are out there, you're considering either cleaning out your freezer before you go start your hunting season, then consider giving that venison to your local food pantry or to the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas. You can also hunt, and then as you fill your freezer up for your family, then donate the next deer to your local food pantry or the food bank as well. You can also do some just pretty basic stuff, and we talked about that earlier in the week. Checking on your neighbors, inviting people to dinner, making a pot of chili and taking it to someone, you know, whatever it might be. Go that extra mile to care for the people in your circle of influence that you have, whether that's the neighbor right next door to you or someone across town. And of course, donating to the food bank is something that we really appreciate, financial donations as well as volunteer hours, because we're ramping up our efforts to make sure that we can do everything we can to make sure that folks have food on their table.
To reiterate, your website is functional this morning. It's the map within the website that tells people where they can find food banks.
Yes, and that page is back up as well. Okay. We got that up and running late yesterday afternoon. So kudos to our web administrator in making that happen. We certainly appreciate that. But that is up, and we'll be, you know, kind of watching it a little closer to make sure that if it happens again, we'll get that rectified as well pretty quickly.
This may be the first time that these benefits, from what I was reading on a national level, have ever been paused or stopped.
Right.
in the history of the program. What does that mean for the food bank, and do you have extra boots on the ground, so to speak, yeah, in your office?
Yeah, so we are making sure that our volunteer staff is up in full speed. We're telling board members and volunteer and paid staff, be ready to work extra hours or help with extra mobile food pantries, whatever it might be.
You also have your hand on the pulse of kind of the economic side of this, just because you're always within that data. Talk to us a little bit about, of course, people's hunger is the number one priority, but this also has ripples through our local economy.
Yeah, so the SNAP benefits are beneficial, obviously, to the people that receive them. But you also have to consider local grocery stores and the employees in those grocery stores, our local economy as a whole. Every $1 spent in a local economy through SNAP actually has an economic impact of about $1.80. And that's just a matter of that dollar cycling through our local economy multiple times before it's spent elsewhere outside of Mountain Home or Baxter County. So for instance, in Baxter County, we have about a little over 2,700 people in Baxter County that receive SNAP benefits. And that equates to a little over $419,000 in SNAP benefits. If you look at a three-county total, so Baxter, Marion, and Fulton, we're talking about $810,000, almost $811,000 SNAP dollars. And that roughly has a $1.5 million economic impact for our three-county area. Statewide, that economic impact is somewhere near $68 million. So when you begin to look at that, you realize that this is not just going to be hurting the people that receive SNAP benefits, but it also has the potential of damaging local grocery stores, especially small grocers, and the people that work in those stores, as well as others in our local economies.
Based on how you understand the process, should the government, let's say they came back online in the next short-term while, how long do you believe that it would take for these benefits to be restored for people? Or is it understood that the month of November is washed out at this point?
Yeah, so my latest kind of pulse on that is first of all, I think Chuck Schumer, some of the other leaders in D.C. have indicated that this is probably going to go well into November, based on conversations that they're having. I don't pretend to know a whole lot about politics and don't like to get into that, but I do know that the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas has a pretty slow ship to turn in terms of making decisions and getting things done. And we're a pretty nimble, small organization, especially compared to the federal government. I don't really have an idea about how long that might be. I'm anticipating that we're preparing for, let me say it that way, doing our best to care for folks at least through November.
That's Jeff Quick, CEO of the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas. Jeff, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.